Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Since November, when Father Johannes gave me the penance in confession to memorize Psalm 23, I've been thinking a lot about God as our shepherd. In John chapter 10, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." Then he says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I came that you may have life and have it abundantly." The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. On one hand, the thief is certainly the devil. But on the other, the thief is all of our self-destructive behaviors that steal life from us. They kill us. Things like chronic self-reliance or worry, or all the ways we try to create our identity and self-worth through achievements, or escaping into endless distraction through entertainment, news, sports, social media, or all the ways that we're too hard on ourselves, placing too much pressure on top of us, or living in fear, or maybe resentment. Let's begin with resentment. We all want God's mercy. We all want to be forgiven. God knows we need to be forgiven. But forgiveness is not one-sided. And Jesus teaches us that we will be forgiven if we forgive others. And when we refuse to forgive, we actually close our own hearts to the mercy of God. But when we forgive, then our hearts open and grace can enter. So in this sense, we set the terms. God forgives us as we forgive others. Sounds pretty easy. It's certainly straightforward. But you may object, what if someone has really hurt you? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. I was giving a lecture once on all kinds of things that block God's entrance from our soul. When a woman in the class, someone who's actually very prayerful, very virtuous, someone I really admire, spoke up and said, "But what if someone has really hurt you?" And I hesitated. I didn't respond right away because I was wondering, what is she really asking with this question? Do we want permission not to forgive? Not to love? Are we looking for permission to keep resenting the person who hurt us? One of the most self-destructive feelings and behaviors is resentment. Resentment toward a spouse, a parent, your boss, a coworker. Resentment is the feeling of unhappiness, anger, and hurt at having been wronged. And we are, well, we're just unable to let it go and forgive. And resentment is deadly because unforgiveness is like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Alcoholics Anonymous has figured out a universal spiritual principle that resentment is the number one offender. From resentment stem all forms of spiritual disease. And AA has also learned that if you want to get over resentment and learn to forgive, then you got to go through three steps. First, you have to write down on paper the person or institution or principles with whom you feel hurt and angry. Second, you got to write down why you are hurt and angry. What part of self was hurt or threatened? In most cases, it was our pride and self-worth, or our finances, or ambition, or relationships, including sex. These were in some way hurt or threatened, and so we're resentful. Third, we have to take responsibility. Now, some people are 100% innocent victims, like Jesus, who was totally innocent. Still, they too can forgive and be set free. But most of us, however, have some responsibility for the bad situation that they resent. With resentment, we place blame on others, total blame on others, and we refuse to take responsibility for any part. Then we ease our pain with destructive activities. If we want to be set free, we have to take responsibility. Where were we partially to blame? Were we selfish and self-seeking? Did we act out of fear? Were we inconsiderate? Maybe we were dishonest. The point is, we must be specific in identifying the exact nature of the part we played, our wrong, and take responsibility for it. Because freedom and spiritual maturity begin with taking responsibility for our choices, whatever choices those were that added to the problem. Then forgive yourself and the person who wronged you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. God gave us the gift of an imagination. We should employ it to help us overcome resentment. Imagine if a terminally ill friend offended us. We would say to ourselves, "Poor soul, look how they suffer. It's no surprise they act this way. God saved me from being angry with them. I wonder how can I be helpful to them in their illness." Okay, well, the person who hurt you, the person you resent, is spiritually sick. Hurt people hurt other people. In fact, we are all spiritually sick and we all hurt others, often without even realizing it. The person who hurt you is just like you, hurt, confused, and afraid. The only difference between you and them is that they probably don't resent you. So we must ask God to help us show the same tolerance, mercy, and patience to them that we would cheerfully give a physically sick friend. Or imagine this person might end up in hell, alone and abandoned forever. Do you want that? Or do you want to prevent it? So pray for them. Forgive them. Be Christ to them, not Satan. Make the choice now. Which one will you be? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Recall that in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "The measure you give will be the measure you get back." So now imagine Jesus saying to you at the end of your life, "Listen, you've really hurt me. So I don't think I can forgive you or love you. And I don't think I can let you back into my life." Because that is what we say to others through our resentment and unforgiveness. Now, there are certainly valid boundary issues. It might be best that the person who wronged you is not in your life, but you can still forgive them. So the solution to resentment is four steps. First, surrender to God whatever feelings of resentment you are powerless to change on your own. Then, make the choice to forgive. Forgiveness is not a feeling, it's an action, a choice, and you can do it even when you don't feel like it. And then third, be grateful for the almost endless blessings you have, for your life, for the sun, the rain, the food in your fridge, your home, on and on. And lastly, get busy and do some good for the world and other people, because surrender, forgiveness, gratitude, and service to others conquer resentment. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So, what did this meditation make you think about?
Oh, I always try to beat you to the punch, but you know, I'm not an alcoholic, but I've always been amazed at how prescient. I think prescient means with tremendous insight that Alcoholics Anonymous has.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I think that their steps are. They actually work.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was actually reflecting on during this meditation was, you know, there are things that people have done to us that are in the past, meaning what happened was in the past and it's water under the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm listening to this book right now, and the author gave this fantastic image, because a person did something to someone else and then said, well, that's water under the bridge. Mm-hmm. Basically saying, like, you know, it's in the past, you can forgive me.
Yeah.
And the person who was wronged said, no, it's not water under the bridge. It's water that's all around us. It's water that you and I are both drowning in right now.
Hmm.
Because, and I thought that was spectacular, because, yeah, there are things that were done to us in the past. They're in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They don't affect us today.
Mm.
But there are things that the other person did that we were a part of that still affect us today.
Yeah.
And they will affect us until the end of our life, and we can't change it. We're still in the water.
Mm.
And I think that makes it particularly hard to forgive both ourselves, to forgive oneself, and to forgive the other person, because the water doesn't go away.
Well said.
Yeah. It's easier to forgive wrongs that lay in the past.
Mm.
It can be really difficult to forgive wrongs where the consequences are with you right now, and they will be with you until you're dead.
Yeah. Especially because you realize the forgiveness, as frustrating as it might be to not get an apology from the person, or even if you do get an apology, that they're not going to change the circumstances or the consequences that you're still living in.
They can't. They can't change them. You can't change them.
And I think part of that resentment is just the natural desire for a full resolution, for things to go back the way they were in a way that they can't anymore.
Or at least some escape.
But maybe some acknowledgement that that person can't change it either, and you can't change it either.
So I think the only resolution is which is the resolution in every situation you can't change. It's where we surrender it to God, trusting in His providence. That God works all things for good for those who love Him. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.